Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. I just did a spit take pretty much. I took a sip out of my coffee and I forgot that I put instant coffee. I just got that instant coffee you can do, the cold brew instant coffee. And it says it's all coffee, and I took a, you know, just to get an extra jolt right before, after the intro. And I took a mouthful of just pure coffee powder, so I might be a little wired up. Welcome to... I'm not in the studio. I am out camping with the family. I want to thank my family for allowing me to do this. They're at the park right now down the street with the dog. So thank you to them, and welcome. I'm glad you could join me out here. We got a fun show, and Voices Carry. If you're a regular of the show, you know, you've heard me say it before, but I'm going to say it again. This show was born, I grew up in Cary since I was 3 years old, have two kids now, starting a family here, and social media, we have Cary Grove Chat, we have national politics that are ramping up, and a lot of people say the sky's falling. So, the show wasn't born specifically for that, but it was born just to make our fabric of our community stronger, in the most, simply just by starting to talk and talking to one another and being kind. So that's what we're here doing for the beautiful town of Cary, Illinois. So we can, when we turn over the keys to our children, we can be proud of what we're giving them. Welcome. There is some bad news today. If you're a regular of the show, you know that my kids watch Bluey, and we bought Bluey figurines, and we have like a backup Bluey set of figurines. If you can see the... Oh, this is weird. That bicycle cart behind me. There's like a little lip there, and my daughter decided to put one of the Blueys out for go for a flying trip. So if you've seen the one on the left of your screen, there is the mom, and that's the one that is currently missing. And of course, if you take a look, she is the color like a tannish orange, and if you look behind me, the leaves are changing, so blends in with everything. So we backtracked our steps, and we're going to go for the same bike ride tomorrow, and hopefully she turns up. But I wanted to put it out there, so in case you stumbled upon Mom, Bluey Mom, you could reach out to us at voicescarry@proton.me. Let's get into the show. This McHenry County holiday display, actually Trout Valley receives a grant for upgrades. Trout Valley is among 24 communities in northern Illinois that will receive a $2,500 grant to help improve a community light display. So congratulations to McHenry County for Trout Valley for receiving $2,500 for the lights. Right here, it goes into how ComEd and the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus supports this and makes it possible. A quote from ComEd: holiday light displays have a unique way of bringing people together and creating shared moments of wonder and joy, which I agree. So with that $2,500 for Trout Valley, they could buy a giant candy cane. Our live stream, when we covered the Village of Cary's, our first ever live stream of the Village of Cary's board meeting, was last week. And I go through a line item of everything that is coming into the to Villa Jacarie, and a giant fiberglass candy cane caught my attention for 53, just north of $5,400. That's that right there. And I found it online. $2,500 giant candy cane. So, Trout Valley, not saying, just saying, you could, look into this. See if that's something you wanna to go and purchase there. From the Village of Cary, trick-or-treating hours in the Village of Cary will take place on Thursday, October 31st, Halloween. That'd be funny if they trick-or-treating's a day early. On the 31st from 3 to 7 p.m. The Janus Cut Off Railroad Crossing has been completed and has been opened, so thank you to the Village of Cary for that. Public Works and Union Pacific. The Village of Cary Facebook page reminds you, if you have a RV Clark, to put it away. Recreational vehicles or equipment associated with summer use must be placed in permanent storage by October 31st. This includes, but is not limited to, travel trailers, campers, watercraft, and all-terrain vehicles. Recreational vehicles must be placed in one of the following three locations: within a fully enclosed structure, two, between the rear of the principal building and rear lot line, and three, within an area between the principal building and a side lot line not facing the street. That sounds like a blast. If storing under options two or three, the vehicles must be screened. So, yeah, that's exciting. The McHenry County Department of Health and I know the Cary Police Department posted this recently. If you have prescription medications and they are expired, don't flush them down the toilet. Don't throw them out. Get rid of them the right way. Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2 p.m. There will be a somebody on staff at the village, at the Cary Municipal Center, to receive your medications that are expired. The Cary Park District, thank you for participating in our Halloween parade. That looked like they had a blast out there. Looked like the weather wasn't too rough. The Village of Cary's website, if you go to villageofcary.com or caryillinois.com and you go to election filing info at the top under government, the Village of Cary is currently accepting bids for mayor. So if you want to throw your hat in the ring, you still have some time to get your signatures on the list. And if you want to take an active part in your community, go to the website there, and there's some packets down at the bottom to show you how to do it. Oak Knoll, partner phonics work, go Owls. That looks like fun. I had hooked on phonics when I was younger. I couldn't say my R's or S's. And my name is Randy Scott. So that was a blast. CG Facts team. We had some special guests in class trying baby food during our station rotation today. The Illinois State Board of Education. Deadline extended. The girls' lead program is open to girls in grades 5 to 12 who want to learn about state government, and offers the opportunity to shadow a woman in the state government. So if you have a daughter that is looking to get into government or just leadership in general, the Illinois State Board of Education has this program. I think that's a big confidence booster. I think that's a big confidence booster if you can get them involved with state government or just public speaking in general. I know that this podcast has helped me develop public speaking. I'm not entirely I'm working on the but I'm producing, monitoring audio and talking at the same time. That's an excuse, but I'm still working on it. I'm working on becoming stronger, but daughters, sons, get them involved, take them to a public meeting, have them ask questions, and have them get involved. Congratulations, Cary Grove. They're going for a perfect regular season. Awesome for them. And thank you for putting Cary, Illinois on the map. The Northwest Herald is claiming to be your one-stop shop for all Northwest Herald's election coverages, including McHenry County Board, countywide races, and referendums. So if you're looking forward to finding out how the District 26 referendum comes out, or county coroner, from that, you can find out from the Northwest Herald. And thank you for let's thank them for keeping track of that. And they're doing a lot of, actually, I've seen a lot of interviews with local politicians recently too. So if you want to make an educated vote, hop on Northwest Herald, and you can see how some of these politicians are answering these questions. So you can kind of see make a correct vote. You might consider yourself part of one party, and then you learn more about candidates, and then you hear somebody else answer something that's more favorable to you. It shouldn't just be black and white like that. So take a look at some of these questions and how they're being answered. The Golden Ratio, which is a local robotics club, they say thank you to our faithful community sponsor, Mathaseum and Cary. Thank you, Mathaseum. They did a deep dive there. It says math is cool. So we've been a sponsor of these guys for about 3 to 4 years now, and they are definitely leaders and very smart. We have a blast seeing and following these guys on X and Facebook. Stryker has a job posting. Says Stryker is hiring an intern for data science. I have a few friends that work here, and we did a walkthroughs of this place with the fire department. It seems like a great family and team over there, everywhere from higher offices to on the line. So check that out if you're looking for a job. Star 105.5 currently did a rebrand. They changed their slogan to "For the Burbs, from the Burbs." And then it also says as their title, "Music from the Burbs to the Burbs." So looks like they're going through a rebranding. As long as you don't mess around with Joe and Tina, they have to, hopefully they stay there indefinitely. They seem to be a power couple in the morning. Not that they're a couple, but you know what I mean. Illinois Farm Bureau. "'Tis the season. Enjoy a glimpse of this year's harvest." Thought these were some really good shots for harvesting. Look at all that corn coming out. It's amazing how machinery does that. So I found this. This is a little bit of history of Cary. The interiors of Bill Murray's room at the Bed and Breakfast were filmed in a empty warehouse in Cary, Illinois, for the movie Groundhog's Day. This is the I was never able to really confirm this. I heard this as a rumor from somebody that worked at the firehouse, and then I saw this on some notable things about Cary, Illinois, and then I did a dive into it, and it looks like it might be true. So the story I heard is that they set up the interior, that room, in a warehouse in Cary off of Industrial Drive. That's the story I heard, and I'm sticking to it. That is the outside of the hotel that is in Woodstock, Illinois. They did not film inside that hotel. They did that in the warehouse in Cary. But that is an actual bed and breakfast in Woodstock. And that's the address right there if you're interested. That could be a fun a fun local stay for a date night or something. Maybe even on Groundhog's Day. And there's our lovely candy cane, Trout Valley. Think about it. Please keep your eye out for Bluey. We're gonna go take a look for it tomorrow and go for a bike ride. Thank you for joining me out here. I thanked my family at the beginning of this. I want to thank you. I consider you guys to be my family as well. That's why I do this every day. This has nothing to do with me. A lot of things and decisions that I've made have nothing to do with me, but the long term on the back end after we turn over the keys to this place to our kids as a whole, as a community. As we get older, we want our kids to want to move back here and have it be a strong area with a strong state and just love in the air. So thank you for joining me today. And please email us, voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. Your voice will be heard. Thank you. Have a great night.
You're confirmed dead.
T-10 seconds. Counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Watch for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.